T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, we're always confident. You know, we got a lot of playmakers on this offense, on the line, you know, backs, tight ends, receivers. So, you know, we know what we put the work throughout the week. You know, we'll be ready for Saturday.
That's Muhammad, third down, Sanu. Hi, Rick Hamlin, John Michaels to my left, Dave Archer to my right, and he is so solid with the analysis. And let's bring this job interview to the air right now. You see, John Gruden has been announced and introduced as the Raiders' new head coach. There's an opening besides Sean McDonough. There should be two openings. They should be looking for a new play-by-play guy, too. But McDonough's going to have that seat. And I want to be the first to beat the drum for Dave Archer for Monday Night Football game analyst. Arch, what do you say? It's going to be a definite pay raise for you. I promise you that.
Probably would be. But yeah, very kind, but no, I'm not presumptuous enough to think that that spot's for me, but I'll stick to my Falcon stuff if I can.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to lose both Wes and Arch, but boy, could you get you two guys on Monday Night Football? I'll wear a skirt if that's what it takes to do sidelines.
And a bra. Upgrade.
I mean, I have A cups right now anyway.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it'd be an upgrade from McDonough and Gruden to Durham and Archer. And like I always say, John Michaels would be an upgrade over Lisa Salters. You know,
Lisa's really good. Maybe
not easier on the eyes than Lisa, but you know, I think you could do Lisa Salter's job pretty well.
No. A little peek behind the window by Rick Campbell there, talking about your bra size.
Well, I mean, I'm a solid A right now. I gotta get back in the gym. Football season seems to bulk us up.
What I was talking about.
All right, Arch, let's get into it. Huge win on the West Coast Saturday night. Falcons did a lot of things right. I want to start with the defense. We've been talking about Marquand Manuel and the job that he's done. What did you see Saturday that was the most impressive thing they did defensively?
Defensively, I thought that their ability to take away run after the catch. They were concerned about the yak yards that in L.A. was right near the top in that yards after catch, especially Todd Gurley. Gurley came in leading them in receptions, but he's a guy that's going to catch the swing route, the check down route, and then all of a sudden he explodes and turns it into a 30-yard play, maybe puts it in the end zone. So they took that away, and a really good job and a nice design from a defensive standpoint. Whenever Gurley was lined up sidecar right or left of the quarterback in the shotgun, one of usually Ricardo Allen, but Neal stepped down in that area as well. When he leaked out, they jumped him man. They might have been playing zone everywhere else, but they jumped Gurley man. So there was somebody in Gurley's hip pocket the whole time, which I thought was outstanding. We talked about, you and I were talking before the game, and I thought that was kind of a magic number on Gurley. He came in over 2,000 yards, almost 2,100 yards of total offense on the year. I thought the magic number for Gurley was if you could limit him to right around 100 yards of total offense, you were going to have a really good chance to beat them and maybe beat them soundly. He got 110. And you kept him out of the end zone. You did those kind of things because he was, you know, what do you have, 19 touchdowns coming into the game?
Yep.
So you did a really good job on their best player.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the time of possession to keep him off the field was huge as well because Gurley had a good yard per carry. I think it was 7 yards a carry or something like that. But they limited the carries. And, Arch, I want to talk to you about the pass by Matt Ryan. Chris Collinsworth called it a lollipop, and I thought that was a diss.
Chris Collinsworth is a lollipop.
There you go. There you go. And by the way, he incessantly brought up the Super Bowl.
Sure he did.
And he sent Twitter, like Falcon Nation was hot at him on Twitter. But nevertheless, that throw by Matt Ryan, I think it's the throw of the year for the Atlanta Falcons. I thought it was a dime under really difficult circumstances.
It really was, Rick, and it's neat that you saw that because as he comes out of the bootleg, you have to swivel your head pretty quickly because you're expecting the edge rusher to potentially be there. Well, Connor Barwin is there, and Connor Barwin's about a 6'3", 6'4", guy that elevates in front of him. Now, he's going to try to shoot the ball around him, maybe the little sidearm, sidecar throw where he shoots it around, but his right foot slips out from underneath him, as we all saw. So now I've got to throw it over a guy that's no longer 6'3 or 6'4". He's about, you know, with his arms extended, he's now damn near 10 feet high. And I've got to loop it over him. Julio Jones is running a flat route, racing away from me with a defender fairly close. If I throw that ball short, it's a pick six. He throws it right over the top, drops it down the chimney chute. To have the presence of mind to be able to put the proper trajectory on that, get it in bounds to Julio, and give Hu an opportunity to make the play – It was as easily one of the best throws he made all year. I don't think there's any question about that.
Arch Sark has obviously gotten some criticism throughout the year, but I think as the season's progressed, he knows his personnel better. He's been calling some really good games. Second half of this game, the Falcons dominated time of possession. Sark realized we can run the football against this group, and he kept doing it. Did you like the way that he kind of eschewed the pass a little bit in the second half, except when they really needed it?
Well, I like the fact that they made an adjustment at halftime. You know, we talk about halftime adjustments. We're a stretch zone run team. Okay, we don't play counter football. We rarely run counter plays. And when I say counter plays, they're what I call broken line plays, if you listen to the broadcast, where we pin one side and then we'll pull a guard or get a tight end and a tight end out in front. And it's a counter play, slower developing play. You get double teams on two of those interior blockers or interior defenders, and then you can lead up on the backers. We don't do that very much. We shifted gears and went to that in the second half. And that was what ultimately did in the Rams, because it kept them on the field, and now all of a sudden they're not as deep. Now this Philly team, and we'll talk about them in a few minutes, they're a little bit deeper on the defensive line. Rams weren't as deep, so Donald, Westbrook, those guys had to play more snaps, and if you kept them on the field, mm-hmm. which was the plan, then you could diminish them pass rush-wise. If you can physically start to diminish them, then pass rush won't be there. And what you did with that 8.5-minute drive is you took their stinger from them. And so they get the ball, don't do anything with it, give it back to us, and we went on another drive. If you remember, that facilitated the Mohamed Sanu play because they weren't running to the football at that point like they were early in the game. Remember, they were all over the field, mm-hmm. blitzing, coming all over the place. They were having a tough time blocking them. But that they diminished them in the third quarter to the point where the Sanu play was facilitated by how they pounded them with the run game.
Analyst for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, in studio with your boys, Rick and John, throwing our typical midday party. I want to talk playoff experience and inexperience. In the Rams game, you've got Sean McVay blinking. 8 seconds left, you got to take a shot and then go with the field goal. I thought that was a mistake. You've got Dan Quinn not blinking, 4th-and-1, Ryan Sneak, let's go. And then you've got McVay blinking again to me. You're driving, 3rd-and-14, down 9, 4th quarter, and you come with a Malcolm Brown run. Are you freaking kidding me? So I thought there was a little deer in headlights from Sean McVay. Hadn't coached in a playoff game before. Now, let's go to Philly. Doug Peterson has not been a head coach in a playoff game before. Isn't it kind of nice to have the veteran experience side on our side of the ledger, Arch?
For a while, right. It is pretty cool to have a guy all these guys have been through it. This young football team we talk about all the time, they're wearing the Falcons on the side of their helmet. They're all veteran players now, even though we're looking up and he's only a second-year guy. This guy's only a third-year guy. But there's any question about that, Rick, and I think it plays in because there'll be moments. And we talk about a lot of times coaches talk to players, and I remember sitting in meetings, and you know, there are going to be 5-6 plays in this game that are going to decide it. You don't know what play that is. So we got to play them all like they're that way. Okay. Well, the same thing happens with a coach as well. There are going to be 5 or 6 decisions he's going to make during the game, go for it, not go for it, kick a field goal, whatever, punt the ball, that he's going to make those decisions, and they're going to have to be on the fly. If you've been there before, a lot easier to make those decisions.
One of the things I thought the Falcons did great and they'll need to do well against Philly is the special teams did not give up any hidden yardage. DeMonte Casey played the best special teams game of the year for the Falcons with the recovery and the forced fumble. I thought Matt Bosher punted it well. Matt Bryant did as well. Do you think that's going to play a huge factor against Philadelphia this week?
Yeah, I think it will. I think that what you can't do if you're the Falcons is you can't let your stinger down a little bit. You can't not have –
That's two stingers in one interview.
Get two stingers? Where is the sound for the stinger anyway?
Where is Mike Glenn when you need him?
He's at Dantana's.
That's what I'm talking about. So you can't allow yourself not to be amped up to play special teams again. They had the number one kick returner in the league they were taking on. That had been pounded in their head all week long. Hey, Pharaoh Cooper, all pro. This is a guy that's killing people. He's taking one back for a touchdown. You got it. Don't let him flip the field on you. Well, they dominated him. They dominated the game in the special teams area, created 2 turnovers in the game, which created short field opportunities. Got to have that same mindset going into this game. Kenyon Barner is a guy that can break your back if you give him an opportunity. So not quite as celebrated as you saw with Pharaoh Cooper, but still a guy that can play well. And whenever you're a team that's a number one seed, you look down through, and a lot of people talk about their offense and defense. They're pretty good on special teams mm-hmm. as well. That's the only way they get there.
Dave Archer breaking down Falcons and Eagles with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're going to hear the game, of course, on Saturday afternoon. John's going to be on the field. Dave will be in the booth with Wes Durham. And Dave's in the Kia Studios with us right now. So, Arch, in terms of this devastating run defense that Philly has, number one run defense in football, I think that And tell me if you buy this theory or if this will be the Arch Takes Kamala deep moment of this interview. I think that they need to pass to set up the run. Do you agree?
I think this is a team that you could have success with throwing the ball on first down, Rick. I agree with that. This is a different set that you're going to see against Philly. Philly plays what's called a wide nine technique out of their two defensive ends. More often than not, their edge players are going to be lined up outside of our tackles trying to pinch everything to the inside, which makes it difficult to run the stretch game. It can create some problems for your offensive line in certain and indefinite pass situations because it's a straight line from where they're lined up to your quarterback, makes it hard for the tackle to get there. So how do you slow that down? Obviously, you need to be able to run it some, but you have to be able to throw the ball on first down. So they're not anticipating. They're thinking run. We run the stretch play extremely well. That'll be something we'll try to run, but I think you can get some yardage to the inside of those two edge players, but you also have to throw it on first down to prevent them from just teeing themselves off on third down. Now, there's only been four teams all year that have converted more than 40% of the time on third down against this crowd.
Ooh.
They are really good on third down. So that means you've got to be in good situations where run pass is still the option. Where you're third and four, I can still turn it and hand it to Devontae and pick up the first down.
Won't be a raucous crowd or anything. It should be nice tea and crumpets up there, right, Arch?
What's a crumpet?
I don't know.
What the heck's a crumpet, Arch?
Miami. They have crumpets in Miami, I guess.
Do you have eggs and crumpets? Did you have eggs and crumpets this morning?
No. I don't even know what a crumpet is.
I don't either. You're right. I just heard it before.
You've heard it before?
No. Do I look like I know what a crumpet is?
You can't use it anymore if you don't know what it is.
Whatever. I think I hit somebody with a trumpet before. Does that count?
No, believe me, there are going to be Philly cheesesteaks and beers, and a lot of them are going to be thrown at you.
That's
on the
nice.
Sideline.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Batteries as well. That's what Preacher Man's telling me.
Hashtag Arch, the number four, MNF.
Yep.
Arch 4 MNF. That's the new hashtag.
I think we should get that out there and get that started on Twitter.
Guys.
Arch, thanks as always.
Archie the man.
Have fun up at the branch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.